Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. By now, it's pretty clear to most people that email, when it involves work, which is usually when you get emails now, work or something connected to your child and their school, or something connected to your parent and their healthcare, email is hell. It's that simple. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. The first problem with email is that it takes most of the information that people don't have any personal attachment to, and it throws it into a completely impersonal and indifferent medium. Text. Before anyone opens their email, they have a feeling. Subconscious or mildly conscious, the feeling is how many, how much, and how big are the headaches going to be? Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. The situation becomes worse when you have less control over whatever the information is. If it's something for a job and you have very little control over it but have to do it, the stress is greater. If you have to do something for your child and the amount of work involved is going to be more than a few minutes, the stress is greater. If it's from your parent, the stress is greater. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. It's tragic, really. Email shouldn't have to be such a bane. It shouldn't have to be such a exhaustive practice, like endlessly taking out the trash or endlessly folding cardboard up into the recycling bin or endlessly waiting for your dog to poop on a walk. Email shouldn't have to be the devil, but it is the devil for most of us. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. And part of why it's so frustrating is it never ends. You can delete 1,000 emails today and you'll still have 10 more or 20 more or 50 more tomorrow. Emailing is pulling weeds when it comes to work. Work emails. It's just pulling weeds. All the time. Every 20 minutes, every 30 minutes. Why are we in need of mental health help? Why are we falling apart as a culture? Because we can't pay attention. And why can't we pay attention? In part because of email and the way our jobs expect us to email and to be in contact all the time. Pulling weeds. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Some people just text everything. I signed up to try and get a quote, an estimate, on a small project involving some concrete on the sidewalk in front of our house. and I signed up for a thing called Angie, which used to be Angie's List, which is like Craigslist for handyman, handywoman, all the handies. And Angie's representative, because I gave my phone number, because you have to give your phone number, has texted me at least 40 times in the last week. And almost every time I say, please email. Because I don't want a text telling me I don't have, telling me basically to go on the website and see if anybody quoted me an estimate. I don't want to do the, why are you texting me? Why aren't you helping me get the estimate? Isn't that the job of the person who works for Angie? To get the companies to give you an estimate so you can actually start a project instead of harassing the person who wants the help? Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. But Angie's marketing team has recognized that nobody reads emails because there are too many emails. So let's just text blast anyone who signs up for the idea of getting help with us until they give up or say yes. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. These phones, these are not all good or all bad. These phones are our reality in the United States. If we're under age 80. And for someone like my mom, who's 77 and fears technology, the fact that she has to use a phone sometimes is terrifying. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. But imagine a day where you're not emailing or texting. Imagine a day where you're not checking anything. You might wonder what would happen to your brain if it had the freedom to think, feel, pay attention. If you did that long enough, paid attention, you might start to crave it. The act of sustained attention to one thing. And then when you had to go back to work, or someone texted you repeatedly, instead of feeling any kind of relaxation or any kind of connection, you would go right back to the feeling of pulling all the weeds all the time. This is the way we live now. But we don't have to. Not all the time. How do you stay connected to people without your phone? Very hard. Most people don't. Most people, that's the only way they connect to other people right now, is their phone or their computer. Doesn't have to be that way. There's a balance somewhere. We can find it. We all just want to be seen, acknowledged, to know we exist and we matter. To not feel lost in the onslaught of information, in the isolation. We are all just reaching out. It's just how often and how we do it, and when we do it, and how we feel after we do it. Reaching out for some sort of sustained connection and attention when nobody can pay attention anymore. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Till next time, keep breathing.